Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that we all inherently have. We're going to talk about something that for some reason most of us always give up on. We're going to talk about our dreams, stoners. All right, hold on. Strawberry Kush. Anyways, let's talk about it, stoners. Now, you have. Now, you have certain people who start off believing that they can do something, right? And then once an obstacle comes or something comes into play that stops them from following their dreams, they just stop. Oh, it gets too hard. Oh, it's taking too long. How am I the best at whatever I'm doing and nobody is noticing me? These are the questions and things that we all have, stoners. Come on now. Your dreams will always be just that until you put work into the mix. And with work comes trials and tribulations. In other words, stoners, let me tell you a story. Have you ever heard of Chinese bamboo? I'm more than sure you have. Well, once you get the Chinese bamboo seed and you plant it deep into the ground, it takes 5 to maybe 6 months before one little piece sprouts up into the ground. Did you know that, stoners? Huh? Did you know that? Before you get one little inclination that you're actually doing something worth mentioning, it takes 5 to 6 months. Now, once it hit the top, once you see the little flower break ground, after that, it takes maybe about 4 to 5 weeks before it gets 5 feet tall. That is your dream. Let me ask you something. Do you think the Chinese bamboo grew 5 feet tall within those 6 months it was in the ground? Or did it grow 5 feet tall once it broke ground? I apologize, stoners. Well, of course, it was growing in the ground. While you were sitting there watering that Chinese bamboo, aka your dream, you're just feeding it over and over and over, and nothing's happening. What you think, nothing is happening. You got people walking by. Hey, man. Hey, stoner. What you doing, man? You've been watering that ground and feeding that dream for years, and you haven't gotten nothing out of it. You need to go on, move on with that. Nah, I'm just still over here, buddy. I'm just still over here and water my dream. You know, my Chinese bamboo got to grow. 5-6 months then passed, right, stoners? Nobody's paying attention. Everybody thinks you're crazy until one day you finally break out. You finally get your shot. And within a short amount of time, you rise to heights nobody thought you could. But understand, you would never get to those heights unless you follow your dreams, unless you water it and tend to it constantly, even when there's nothing being showed. That is the definition of faith. But we're not asking you to have faith in something that you don't see, or faith in somebody that you don't know. We're asking you to have faith in yourself, stoners. All right. Yeah. Have faith in yourself. You want to be a gamer? Have faith that one day you could be better than Ninja. You want to be a skateboarder? Have faith that one day you will be better than Tony Hawk. You want to be a rapper? Have faith that you're going to be one day better than Jay-Z. You want to be a gymnast? Have faith that one day you're going to be better than Gabby Douglas. You want to be a podcast host? Have faith that you're going to be better than B.C. Alright. Have faith, stoners. That's what it is. That's not only what dreams are. That's the definition of following them. To all my basketball players, my rappers, my dancers, my entertainers, my engineers, whatever your dream is, you follow it. It does not matter the age. Vera Wang did not start making dresses until she was 42 years old. Harrison Ford did not get his first big role and his first acting gig until he was 34 years old. 2 Chainz got signed when he was 37 years of age. The reason I bring that up, Stone, is because you always have time. As long as you have the drive and the unmitigated gall to follow your dreams, because you're going to have a lot of people saying, no, you shouldn't. Why are you? And I think you never listen to those people. I don't care what your dream is. At one point in time, stoners, you couldn't tell your mom, I got to go play Fortnite and I got to practice at least 2 or 3 hours a day. So I could sooner or later get like Ninja and make thousands of dollars for us so you don't have to work. At no point in time, nobody around my age thought that you can tell that to parents. But guess what? Once my kids get of age, stoners, they can tell me stuff like that. And I would literally have to do research to make sure they're not trying to pull a fast one on me. Because nowadays, if you have a smartphone in a car, there is no such thing as being broken. There's no such thing as you can't follow your dreams, stoners. And sometimes you don't even know what your dream is. So make sure you're doing what you love. I say that because, you know, I'm doing this podcast thing and, you know, I also battle rap and all that good stuff. But you know what? My dream was to become a dancer. I'm pretty good at it too, you know, breakdancing, pop lock and things of that nature. Old school, breaking 1 and 2, you know. But my dream was to become a dancer like my dad was, you know, stoners. And I began to hang around certain friends who rapped. So I picked up the gift of gab. You know, then I started hanging around friends and close personal friends of mine that battle rap. So I started attacking opponents. People say to me, BC, I think you're so funny. BC, you are so smart. You have a lot to say, bro. So now I'm doing the podcast thing. I am a born entertainer. My dream was to dance. No, my dream was to entertain. And I just thought it was just only the aspect of dancing. I am a born entertainer. And I've been watering this Chinese bamboo for about 16 years now. If you collectively think of all the time I put into knowing how to rap, learning how to battle, and now this podcast, about a good 16, 17 years has passed. And I pick up a new art form within the art form of entertainment just to better myself and keep my sword very sharp. I hope all my stoners are entertained by my podcast. And I think it is because it's been on the rise as of late. And I want to thank you for that. But that's because I never stopped watering my dream to entertain. Maybe I changed the fertilizer, you know, try some new shit. Like that bar, that was gangster. But maybe I tried a new method of watering my dream. I.e., just because your dream is to play basketball and you bust your knee, so now you can't play basketball. Still water that dream. Why can't you be an analyst? Why can't you be a coach? Why can't you be a referee? Why can't you own a basketball team? You want to be a rapper, but you just don't have the gift of gab. Maybe you have a very good business sense. Why can't you be a manager? Maybe you can draw better than anybody. Why can't you make and sell album covers and be a part of the industry that way? You know, there's always a way to make your dream come alive, even if it's not just watering. Maybe you have to fertilize, pick the weeds from around it, you know, to make sure your Chinese bamboo, aka your dream, grows to its full potential. Okay, stoners? Because here's the thing. Everybody who tried and failed at anything in life will tell you you're going to fail also. So it's not your job to take people's advice. Hey, I wouldn't do this because, hey, man, you're funny as hell. Don't rap. Go become a comedian. What if somebody told Kevin Hart, hey, man, forget this comedian shit. You actually got bars. Pursue that. Maybe he make it. Maybe he don't. But by following his dream and watering his dream, now he's best friends with some of the biggest rappers. And guess what? Now he spawned Chocolate Drop. Maybe parody rap. Maybe he just having a good time, whatever have you. But because he watered his dream, he's able to follow other parts of that dream, other aspects of that dream. I thought my dream was just to be a dancer. But no, my dream is to be an entertainer. So I dance. I rap. I do podcasts. I do YouTube videos. I do whatever I have to do to make sure the world is entertained by my hand. Because that's my dream. Okay, stoners? I want all of us to follow your dreams. There's no such thing as I can't. Because if you don't have the money, somebody else do. Get an investor. You don't know how to get an investor? Do your Googles. You don't have a computer to do your Googles? If you have a phone and you're listening to me right now, stoners, you can stop this podcast, go to Google and Google how to get investments. Google how to get certain odd jobs to build your money up, get your collateral up, and then go get a loan and put your dream to work. I'm not going to fool you. There's no such thing as a dream non-profited. Every dream has to have some type of money behind it to push it forward. In other words, you'll just stay sleep, stoners, and it will just stay a dream. So never forget that money do not make the world go round. It just makes it comfortable while it spins. You got to have drive. You got to be ready to do it. The moment you think to yourself, I don't feel like it, that's the moment you have to start doing it. We got, I got a new follower, you know. I shout out all my followers that has anything to do with stoners. And anybody who's starting a podcast that has anything to do with stone, because I want the world to be stoned. I think if we all smoked weed publicly like we do cigarettes, I think the world would be a more better place. Shout out Funny Bunny 420 for following Stoner Talk. She's just starting out. I don't know if doing podcasts is her dream, but my advice to her is stay consistent. Now, if you follow my podcast, you realize that I sporadically drop podcasts out of nowhere, but they are consistent in the way of, once you get tired of one, oh snap, here comes another one. I don't go a week without dropping a podcast. So I guess you could say once, maybe even twice a week, I might drop a podcast. But I stay consistent. I keep going. I don't try out something, and if it don't work or if I don't get the instant gratitude, I put it down. No, I squeeze it for every piece of juice it has in it. So my advice to you, Funny Bunny 420, is to lay up there, do your podcast, stay consistent, promote, water your Chinese bamboo, love. Now back to my point. I want everybody else to follow those same rules. You can't just say, okay, I want to be an artiste, but never go buy a canvas. I want to be an artiste, but never paint one mural, never do anything to help that dream come alive. There was a man drowning in the water. Okay. And he was about to die. He didn't ran out of the rations. He's seeing the sharks coming closer. And he's like, God, please get me out of this. And I promise I'll be a better person. While he's in the middle of praying, a tugboat comes along. And a guy says, do you need any help? The guy says, no, God will save me. And he lets him go. Another boat comes along. Hey, God, do you need any help? No, God helps me. And he goes along. A cruise ship pops up. Hey, man, do you need any help? No, God has me. The guy dies. Once he gets to heaven, he asks God, why didn't you help me? God looked down at him and said, fool, I sent you 3 boats. Oh, man, that little thing shows you how a dream and faith is nothing without work. In other words, saying I can give you all the amenities to do your dream, to whatever you want to do. You want to be a rapper, I'll give you the studio. I'll give you the money to push albums. Will you be in the studio 24/7 getting this stuff right, though? Will you be in there? Will you be practicing your craft? Huh? Back to my Chinese bamboo theory connected to our dreams, stoners. I'll leave you with this. Or maybe I won't. I don't know. It depends on when I finish talking. Like I said, in my podcast, there are no scripts. This is just my rants and bullshit about what I've gone through and my thoughts while I'm getting stoned. But my point is this, stoners. Okay, I'll put it to you like this. Check this out. A blind man saw a quart in the water. A man with no arms picked it up. A man with no clothes put it in his pocket. And you're asking yourself, how could all this be? Faith. Plain and simple. If you have the faith and the happy thoughts, if you will, the good thoughts, putting the good energy out in the world, that you want something to happen to you, it will happen. When you wake up in the morning, you be like, oh man, I'm tired, man. Today gonna be a shit day. 9 times out of 10, you do go through that shit day. And you feel like, oh, I knew it was gonna happen, whatever. But when you get up, like, whoo, today gonna be a good day, man. You randomly find $5 on the ground. Good thoughts, happy energy, work ethic, faith, mix all that up. Add that to your fertilizer. Put that across your dream. Water it constantly. Tend to it. Make sure it has all the sunlight that it needs. Let it grow. And once it breaks out, watch you rise faster than anybody ever imagined. And once you look back at it, you'll be like, wow, I did it. Now let's see how more I can grow. I hope you all follow your dreams. Keep the faith in yourself and never give up. Please follow me on all my social medias, Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MRSUPADUPABC. Also, follow me on YouTube. That's Stoner Talk. You know how to spell Stoner Talk. Also, hey, want to play a couple games of Fortnite? Maybe some NBA 2K18? I don't know, some Call of Duty, World War II. I'm on that. PS4, Mr. Super Duper BC 1. That again, that's MRSUPADUPABC1. And I thank you, stoners. And as always, stoners unite.